Tantor Audio presents Sworn to Protect by Joe Davis. Narrated by Sean Crisden. 1.
It's way too damn quiet around here.
Several other cops groaned, and a couple of them shot Taylor Kane the death glare. Shane Ford just smirked, getting more comfortable with his booted feet propped on his desk and crossed at the ankles. His cousin, Christian Ford, a recent transplant from the Dallas, Texas PD, wadded up a sheet of paper and launched it at Taylor's face.
"Thanks a lot for jinxing us, dipshit," he drawled. "Even the dumbest rookie knows better than to let the Q-word pass his lips."
Taylor slapped a file onto his desk with a grimace of disgust.
"I'm just saying, I'm sick of investigating vandalism and stolen bicycles, that's all. It's a waste of my rather large and brilliant brain. Shut up, Chris."
At the other man's snort, he threw the paper wad back, missing his target.
"Hey, there's a lot of money to be had fencing bikes," Shane said, crossing his arms over his chest. "And a crime is a crime."
"I know, but it's boring. Since Jesse Rose and his bunch got shut down last year, nothing exciting has happened around here," their friend griped. "I'm about to lose my frickin' mind."
Shane suppressed a shudder. Jesse Rose was a homeland terrorist who had planned to blow up their fine city of Sugarland, Tennessee, and had damned near succeeded. A Sugarland Fire Department captain by the name of Sean Tanner, along with Shane and the entire police force, had been instrumental in stopping the bastard just in time. Tanner had since been promoted to battalion chief, and it was a well-deserved honor as far as Shane was concerned. Another new hire, Tony O'Salvatore, spoke up.
"That case Shane and Daisy solved last month..."